In Venezuela, President Nicolas Maduro survived an apparent assassination attempt this weekend. It reportedly involved drones packed with explosives. Now, Maduro's government is deeply unpopular because of hyperinflation and food shortages. Reporter John Otis has more.
Maduro was addressing National Guard troops at an outdoor ceremony in Caracas on Saturday when the attack occurred. State television captured the moment.
Ha llegado la hora de la recuperación económica.
Maduro's speech is interrupted by an explosion. Then sirens sound and hundreds of troops can be seen running for cover. Bodyguards hustled Maduro to safety, but seven Venezuelan troops were injured. Hours later, Maduro again took to the airwaves.
Y se trata un atentado para matarme. Han intentado asesinarme el día de hoy.
This was a plot to kill me. Today, they tried to assassinate me, he said. On Sunday, Interior Minister Néstor Reverol provided more details.
Fueron despegados dos aeronaves tripuladas a distancia con carga explosiva.
He said the attack was carried out by two commercial drones of the type used for filmmaking. Each was armed with explosives. Reverol said that one of the drones malfunctioned and hit an apartment building. The other, he said, was disabled by government signal jamming technology and crashed. The government blamed far-right Venezuelans and neighboring Colombia, which has been fiercely critical of Maduro's increasingly authoritarian regime. Colombia denied involvement. Meanwhile, two shadowy groups, claiming to be made up of Venezuelan military men, took credit for Saturday's attack. Harold Trincunas, a Venezuela expert at Stanford University, says this is a more likely explanation. He points out that Venezuela's military counterintelligence has stymied several larger coup plots.
So these kind of small uprisings that we've seen in Venezuela, or these attacks that can be mounted by just a few individuals, you know, flying drones, are the kinds of things that you'd expect to see in a country where it's very hard to organize any other kind of resistance to the government.
So far, the government says six people have been arrested. For NPR News, I'm John Otis.